Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're doing a deep dive into one of the world's largest energy titans, Chevron Corporation, ticker CVX. With the stock up over 32% in the past year and the energy sector facing a lot of crosscurrents, I wanted to take a comprehensive look at what's really going on under the hood. Is this a buying opportunity, or is the easy money already made? Let's break it down. Chevron is a global integrated energy company with a market cap of nearly $377 billion. It trades around $189 a share, and it's been showing some serious relative strength lately. But before we get into the price action, let's talk about what this company actually does and why it matters. Chevron operates across the entire energy value chain. Upstream, they explore for and produce crude oil and natural gas. Downstream, they refine, market, and transport petroleum products. They're also a major chemicals player. Headquartered in San Ramon, California, and led by CEO Mike Wirth, Chevron has over 45,000 employees. The company has a long history, dating back to the early days of Standard Oil, and it officially became Chevron Corporation in 2005. Let's talk about where the money comes from. For fiscal year 2025, Chevron's revenue segmentation shows a clear picture. The downstream segment brought in nearly $72.5 billion, while upstream contributed about $45.5 billion. That's a significant shift from the peak years of 2022, when revenue hit $236 billion, driven by sky-high oil prices. What's interesting here is the diversification. Downstream is actually the larger revenue generator right now, which helps smooth out some of the volatility you get from pure upstream exposure. Now, the earnings story is where things get really interesting. For the full year 2025, Chevron reported net income of $12.3 billion, or 6.65 cents per diluted share. That's down from $17.7 billion in 2024, and well below the peak of $35.5 billion in 2022. But here's the thing. When you look at the first quarter of 2026, they delivered earnings of $2.2 billion, or 1.11 per share. That beat analyst expectations, and it came on the back of 15% year-over-year production growth. The company is producing more oil and gas, which is offsetting some of the pressure from lower commodity prices. Let's dig into the balance sheet, because this is where Chevron really shines. Total assets sit at $324 billion, with total stockholders' equity of $186.5 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is a very conservative 0.25. That's incredibly low for an oil major. They have $6.3 billion in cash and equivalents, and their current ratio is 1.09, which is fine. The free cash flow yield is about 3.6%, and the dividend yield is 3.73%. That dividend has been growing for years, and it's well covered by earnings. The return on equity is 6.2%, and the return on invested capital is 3.3%, which reflects the cyclical nature of the business. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis, because this really frames the investment case. Starting with strengths, Chevron has a rock-solid balance sheet, a world-class asset base in the Permian Basin in Guyana, and a strong track record of returning capital to shareholders. They've been buying back stock aggressively and raising the dividend. On the weakness side, they're still heavily exposed to oil and gas prices, which means earnings can swing wildly. The 2025 net income was less than half of 2022's peak. Opportunities are massive. The Stabroek Block in Guyana could nearly double production to 1.7 million barrels per day by 2030. They're also expanding into the Eastern Mediterranean with a 70% stake in a Greek offshore block, and they just applied for a $13 billion investment program in Argentina's Vaca Muerta shale play. Threats. The biggest one is the macro environment. We've got geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, with Iran impeding tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. That's a double-edged sword. It drives oil prices up, but it also creates uncertainty. There's also the long-term risk of energy transition and potential regulation. Let's look at the recent performance. Over the past month, CVX is up about 4.5%, and over the past 6 months, it's up over 25%. The one-year return is 32.4%, and the five-year return is over 75%. What's really telling is that Chevron is outperforming both its industry and sector over the past month. Technical analysts are pointing to bullish signals building toward a breakout, The stock is showing relative strength versus oil itself, which suggests that investors are rewarding Chevron for its operational execution, not just riding the commodity wave. Now let's get to the valuation. This is where I want to be really careful, because energy stocks are cyclical, and you can't just use a standard DCF and call it a day. The AI-driven reality check snapshot we're using here is specifically designed for cyclical companies, and it selected the EV EBITDA model as the primary engine, with forward PE as a supporting model. That's the right approach for a company like Chevron, which has meaningful debt and volatile earnings. So what does the math say? The fair value estimate from the blended model is about $179.12 per share. With the stock currently trading around $187.31, that implies about 4.4% downside from here. The 5-year implied CAR is -0.9%, which means the market is pricing in a fairly flat return over the next half decade. Now, there's a high confidence level on this valuation because the setup is clean, the main and supporting engines are aligned, and the data quality is strong. But let's talk about what drives this number. First, the model assumes a sustainable free cash flow conversion ratio of about 85% of net income because the reported FCF numbers for 2024 and 2025 were flagged as anomalous. Second, they're assuming a continued share buyback program that reduces the share count by about 0.5% annually, offset by some dilution from the Hess acquisition. Third, the forward PE target was adjusted to 14.5x, which is slightly below the current forward multiple of about 15.2x, to reflect a normalized earnings profile without overpaying for cyclical risk. The implied EV EBITDA multiple is 9.54x, which is reasonable for an integrated major. So here's my take, and I want to hear yours in the comments. Chevron is a high-quality company with a fortress balance sheet, world-class assets, and a shareholder-friendly management team. The dividend yield of 3.73% is attractive, and the production growth story in Guyana and Argentina is real. But the valuation is not screaming buy right now. At 187, you're paying a slight premium to fair value, and the 5-year outlook suggests a relatively flat total return. That said, if we get a pullback into the $170 to $175 range, that would be a much more compelling entry point. The key upside catalyst is if oil prices stay elevated due to geopolitical disruptions, or if Chevron delivers on its 2030 cash flow targets. The key risk is a sharp drop in oil prices, which would compress earnings and the multiple. For a $10,000 investment today, the model suggests it could be worth about $9,563 in 5 years, assuming no dividend reinvestment, but with that 3.7% yield, the total return picture improves. What do you think about CVX? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.